Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. More with Mike Thorne of Five Rivers Cattle Feedlots right after this.
Hey, it's a free country. You can throw on a ninja costume and belly dance around the block if you feel like it. You can line your lawn with purple plastic flamingos. Wear orange and black face paint to OU's homecoming. You can do whatever, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. Secondhand smoke causes heart disease, which kills 46,000 non-smokers each year. So much for their freedoms, huh? Secondhand smoke. No one should have to breathe it. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
Sometime today, Gary Johnson will spend a few minutes thinking about how to make the world a better place. The Enid, Oklahoma farmer knows his involvement in Farm Bureau means he can propose an idea today and see it become policy for the state's largest farm organization tomorrow. Now, this kind of grassroots involvement is why Farm Bureau is regarded as the voice for Oklahoma agriculture. Now, if this sounds good to you, visit the nearest county Farm Bureau office today and learn how we are feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
We continue our conversation today with Mike Thorne, who's president and CEO of JBS Five Rivers Cattle Feedlots, LLC. Mike says that for the cattle industry today, it's important to have programs that add value to the cattle back in the country and also provide a better eating experience for consumers. He says that's a true win-win, and he's excited about several programs that are out there available to producers to choose from.
Animals coming out of these programs, the graduates, I guess, of these programs, are those animals worth more, and do they perform better in your feedlots?
Yeah, most certainly. There are premiums associated with those programs, and I think the market's pretty efficient and has valued those effectively. I think the biggest thing is that the cattle really are what they're are represented to be. There's a lot of knockoff programs where people trying to claim or cabbage on to the benefits of these programs and the cattle, you know, some of these are misrepresented, and I think that's a serious issue for the industry, is that these cattle that truly are graduates, as you termed them, of these programs are better cattle and worth more, and we need to keep clear delineation between them and the imposters.
They're easier for you guys to handle and feed, I would think.
Certainly. When you're dealing with a, you know, 70,000 plus feed yard, you need to keep variation on the incoming side pretty minimal to keep everything moving. It's a big operation and challenging, so we try to keep pretty standard cattle, and these cattle fit those programs.
Talking about marketing for just a moment, if we might, in regards to where we are today in the marketplace, I know there was a lot of discussion at that DOJ USDA workshop in Fort Collins about what is a viable market. And a lot of folks are very worried that the cash market is getting so thin. Is there a better way? In other words, first of all, is the cash market still adequate in your mind? And then where do we go when it doesn't, when it gets a little too thin?
Today, I believe the cash market's still viable. Where we're going to go, I don't know that I can answer that exactly, but I think we're pretty adaptive, or very adaptive, bright industry. And so if the cash market became too thin, it's really an issue of price discovery is what we're talking about with cash market. I think we'd be an innovative industry and find a different place to value that output if we lost price discovery on fed cattle.
You think it's something like maybe out the back of the processing plant, you know, something like the box beef type prices?
That would be, you know, intuitively, that'd be the first place I'd look, but there might be other options that I hadn't considered.
Cattle Feedlot Executive Mike Thorne. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday, November 12th, don't miss the Gray Land and Cattle 15th Annual Sale at the ranch near Edmond, Oklahoma. Selling 50 service-age bulls, 20 registered Hereford, and 25 commercial black and red baldy females. Now, the sale starts at noon. Just go east off exit 146 at Interstate 35 and Waterloo Road. For more information, contact Charles or Karen Gray at 405-341-7445 or 405-341-6861. Be there for the Gray Land and Cattle 15th Annual Sale, noon November 12th at the ranch near Edmond, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.